And I want you to notice now this scene here. He goes on his way, and he comes to the place of the nation Israel, and he meets this man Balak. Now, notice this man, the king of Moab, Balak, he takes him to the top of a mountain where he can see the camp of Israel below. And fact of the matter is, since he's not satisfied with any of his prophecies, he'll take him to all four sides of the camp, to four different mountains. Now notice the first, here's his first prophecy in verse 7. He took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, hath brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me Jacob, and come, defy Israel. Now listen to this. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed, or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Now that's a remarkable prophecy, by the way. In fact, it's one of the remarkable prophecies, and it's the first one concerning these people. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Now, this man wasn't satisfied, you see, with this prophecy at all. So he took him from that mountain, took him over to another one, and gave him another look at the children of Israel as they were camped in the valley. And I read now beginning verse 18 of chapter 23. And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. And God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? Now, you see, this man Balak brings him to another place instead of cursing Israel. He actually blesses them again and makes it clear that God cannot. Now, you see, what Balaam is doing, he's reasoning and rationalizing that God must condemn Israel. There was evil in the camp. Sin was in evidence. Just read their stories. We've been reading it. Believe me, they fail. There was the instance of the brazen serpent. These people confess they've sinned. And you see, therefore, this man came to the conclusion, well, God's got to judge Israel because of their sin. And the natural man always concludes that God must judge Israel because of their sin, and that God must judge the sinner. And today, I've heard this question many times, how could God call David a man after his own heart? Well, there's a higher righteousness than human righteousness, and it just happens to be the righteousness of Christ. What shall we then say to these things? Paul asks that question in Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies, and God should judge a sinner. But he's already judged him in Christ when he comes by faith to Christ. And the world doesn't understand that. And old Balaam didn't understand that. He said, well, if God's going to judge Israel, why shouldn't I get the benefit of the rewards of this king? Balaam thought God must condemn Israel, and therefore he'd be permitted to get a good reward as a result of it. Well, let's probe a little deeper into the life of this man, and you find out that we're told in Revelation 2, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel eat things sacrificed unto idols.